The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bug me hard, JP.
Yeah, he was not giving you the answers that I think you'd become accustomed to.
Well, so that I don't mind. I don't like the idea that if, like, let's be honest. The Indiana thing was some extension to the Atlanta run to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 years, 4 years previously, where they never, where it was seen as a very flukish thing. How is that this Cavs team? Like, this Cavs team has been a top four seed.
You're not buying stock in Benedict Mathurin? Is that what you're telling me?
I actually like Benedict, but that, like, let's be honest, specific to last year's Pacers.
Got an interesting story. Born in Canada and then did high school in Mexico, and here he is.
Who hasn't been on that journey?
Who hasn't lived Benedict Mathurin's life?
Yeah, I mean, and with the name Benedict Mathurin.
It's a great name. It's an all-time great name.
Like, Hall of Fame of names. Right up there with Sicknarf Lufstock. Oh. Which was Huff. Yep. Uh-huh. He was a minor league catcher for the Guardians way back in the day. It was like 5 years ago. Yeah, Sicknarf, wherever you are, we're not Sicknarf for you.
I mean, they got four guys right now. The Pacers got four guys averaging 15-plus points. Yeah. I mean, they're
a good team.
They're not a bad team. Yeah. I think a lot of people will get them the way you did, though. It's like, oh, it's the Pacers.
Yeah.
It was fluky in many respects.
Well, it was fluky because you got all the right breaks. I don't, like, why is that the, like, and I know, maybe I'm just being sensitive. But the idea that that's how Danny framed what a Cavs path to the Eastern Conference Finals would look like, maybe if you have some injury luck. Very insulting for a team that has won 48-plus games the last 2 years and has been a top four seed or top five seed each of the last 2 years. It was in the second round of the playoffs last year with no Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen.
We won 48 games. It wasn't 68 games, though. I think that's kind of how Danny's looking at it. I feel like... We want to give them so much respect, and we want to go ahead. Like, I saw an ESPN Power Ranking today, had the Cavs as the number one team in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And after this start, I feel like we want to do that. And we look around and say, oh, great. The Bucks are a disaster. New York doesn't know what it's doing right now. Philadelphia is crumbling, and we see the pathway into it. I just think Danny just looks at it. He's just been around the NBA too long. I think he just looks at it like, we're not going to crown you before you actually achieve it. And even in the cases of teams like the Pacers, sometimes you achieve it just because breaks go your way.
So, I think you're right. And I do think, like, listen, tinged with every bit of NBA analyst is just analysis. That's where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Tinged with every bit of NBA analysis is just the fact that unless you're the Cavs with LeBron, you're not going to get any respect. Meaning like the
Probably.
Postseason respect.
Unless you have a Giannis, an Embiid, yeah. somebody that's won a league MVP on your roster, unless you have one of those guys, you're probably going to fall into the other category. And right now that's where the Cavs currently fall into, which does sound mad disrespectful, but it's just how these guys look at it.
Yeah, but that in the end, I think it is just mad disrespectful. And here's the thing. I don't need number one power rankings. It's more the idea that you've already, like, listen, if you've made up your mind after 12 games the Cavs are going to be in the finals, you're probably wrong. Like, it's 12 games. That's not even, I mean, that's roughly, what, 1/8 of the schedule? At the same point, if you came into the season saying, well, that's a nice little second round team, that's also wildly offensive and wrong. Like the whole, like, because Golden State got this treatment the year that they actually won the championship. I'm not saying you're 14-15 at Golden State. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that first year where they were really, truly contenders, everybody picked OKC in that matchup. Nobody picked the entire but they're a jump shooting team, right? It's not real.
Right, but you got to prove it to people first. And yeah. The Cavs, I don't believe, have proved it to people yet.
Well, okay, but it's also so early in this run. Like, and listen, I also think some of this is Donovan cynicism. It's like, well, I mean, he's missed your second round of the playoffs. I do think that's tinged in there as well.
That might be a part of it for a lot of people. I think you're very fair in saying that.
But I just think, like, the teams that upset the apple cart in the NBA are the teams like what the Cavs did. Like, this is so rare for a team to be able to hit the cylinders on, we drafted two guys who have, you know, franchise player tendencies in Darius and Evan. Then we traded at the right time for Jared Allen on a low, on a cheap. And then at kind of, and maybe a little early, but then we traded for a top 15 player in the NBA.
Yeah.
So, and oh, by the way, we're doing this organically and building this thing over 5 or 6 years. And then we kind of switch gears to Kenny Atkinson. So like, so that's one part of it.
That's why I think he's not buying into it, though. Part of the reason why, and Danny, I mean, he said that just as much. He was like, well, you guys, the Cavs know each other. This is year three of Donovan. Mm-hmm. You guys know each other. You played with each other. Donovan knows everything that Darius is going to do before Darius even knows he's going to do it at this point. And so I feel like you catch a Knicks team off guard because they don't know. They got a couple new pieces. They got to work in bridges. They got to figure out a new lineup. They got to figure out all these different types of ways. And I feel like that's where a lot of people across the NBA right now are looking at the Cavs, like the wins we have and the teams we're playing. It's because we got 3 years experience.
Yeah, but familiarity didn't save their ass last year. You know what I mean? So I think you are looking at this the right way. And I think, Danny, I understand why.
I think he's talking about early on in the season, though, is the key part of this.
And listen, if the overriding message is don't put too much stock into 12-0 because in the end the playoffs are what matters, I get that.
Well, and that just makes for an awfully miserable regular season, because it almost makes it seem like why bother with the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely
like what are we doing here?
Adam Silver probably should send out some sort of memo to all the NBA analysts and be like, can you guys stop mentioning that the regular season doesn't matter because you're only playing into a thing that's really tough for us to get people behind?
I straight up asked Danny, I was like, so what are we doing this for, essentially? Yeah. Like, what? And he's like, well, and then you could tell, too. He's like, he started to like, oh, yeah, well, the NBA Cup and these little things that the NBA's had to put in because you got to find a way to get people excited. You have to. But I do think the Cavs, I think we have a couple of things working in our favor, Nick, and I don't think he's wrong when he suggests the fact that we play together and we've been together, this team, for 3 years, and there are some other teams that are trying to figure it out and trying to get themselves going. That is an advantage early on in the season in the NBA.
Yeah, but I mean, so the Sixers are just...
It doesn't discount us.
The Sixers are really just adding in Paul George. Like, this wasn't a great offseason for player movement the way it normally is. Like, most of the teams that are back, I know...
Knicks changed up. You got two new guys in their starting five. Even adding Paul George. Just adding Paul George is enough of a move in the NBA where you're like, okay, that's going to take more than just roll the ball out there and see what happens.
I mean, 2 years ago, the Suns replaced four-fifths of their...
Remember how impressed everyone was with by Christmas Day of the year that the Cavs acquired Kevin Love, that like things looked semi-normal, and it was like starting to get there. It was like, oh my gosh!
Well, that was
this is incredible.
That was Kevin Love, LeBron.
I know.
And then they blew the thing up at the deadline as well.
And it was like, oh my god, I can't believe it. It looks semi-functioning. How did you add this into the mix? Like, it's just some of these things do take a little bit of time.
So there is the thing that it was tinged with that irritated me. But I'll just tell you, the other thing that I thought of is like, because everybody's just on the Eastern Conference Finals or bust, where nothing else matters. So does that mean it doesn't matter how they get there?
No, it matters to me how they get there.
Meaning, like, if it's like the Pacers thing, where it's like, all right,
you can't seem like a paper tiger.
Okay.
You got to get there, and you got to seem like the team they are right now, where it seems like they are not only a real threat, they are a team that isn't just, oh, we got the bracket broke the right way. No, you got to be a real. You gotta be a real team. I think about this with football all the time, Nick, and maybe I'm just wrong, but like the Steelers, for instance, in the past couple years, when they made it to the playoffs, great, congratulations, you made it to the playoffs. You're double-digit underdogs against the Bills in the first round, and Mason Rudolph's your starting quarterback. No one's taking you seriously. How you get there matters, and who you present yourself as when you're there matters as well. And I think that's why the Pacers honestly got so the flack that they got, I think it's because of that. They got up against Boston, and people gave the Cavs the round prior more respect than the Pacers got in the Eastern Conference Finals.
What's crazy about that is, though, nobody was willing to do that with Boston, who had the easiest path to an NBA championship in the history of NBA championships. Like, their first round matchup, There was no Jimmy Butler. Their second round matchup, no Jared Allen, and half.
But it was well discussed, though. I mean, people in Boston radio talked about it when they were playing the Cavs about how this would be would it be less of a championship because they went through such an easy path.
Yeah, and then those Jagaloons conveniently forgot that when they won the NBA championship.
I don't know. They're pretty bitter people in Boston.
Yeah, well, but my point is
cynical, bitter people.
Maybe this is harkening back to the overall brand bias that is very apparent in every bit of detail in NBA coverage. If the Cavs won that same way, that would be disputed. Well, I mean, you got lucky. But because they have Tatum and Brown and because they're in Boston, it's not. And I think actually what you said is really interesting.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because in a way, like, if you get the paper tiger thing, where first round it's Milwaukee without Giannis, and second round,
yeah, there's just a rash of injuries.
It's Orlando without Paolo Banchero, right?
Yeah.
But in the third round, in the Eastern Conference Finals, you push Boston. I mean, really push them. Seven games. And it's a great series.
Yeah, and like Vegas has you as a pick'em in some of these games. And you're like actually looking at it like it feels competitive. It looks competitive.
Yeah.
That's a big win.
So that's more important than the first two. So in a way, we're not just playoffs. Like, talk to me on the playoffs. It's talk to me when you get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think we'll know. Even if you have the wrong draw. If you make it to the second round, and we've put out the standards there because they put out the standards for us. But if you make it to the second round, Nick, and let's say you're up against Boston again this year, like you were last year, instead of being 7-8 point dogs in every one of those games, Vegas is like, you guys, this is a close series. This feels like this could go either way. And then also when you're playing the games, you're like, oh yeah, we're matched neck and neck. Like that stuff should matter. Matters to me. I don't know if it matters to everyone else. Matters to me.
So I'm equal parts saying I didn't like the way Danny set it up because it just felt like, and I don't want to say stock analysis because Danny's great. He really is. His podcast is great. But it kind of bugged me this way of, I'd be cute if you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I mean, think about it. Like the Pacers, I mean, Nick, you're not wrong in identifying it because you don't want to be the Pacers.
Yeah, no, but yet I'm at the same point. I'm like, well, screw us. We're not that. And then I'm also, man, screw us. We better not be that.
The Pacers could end up being a 9 seed this year and nobody would blink twice. You'd just be like, well, okay, something happened with Haliburton, but like that's, okay, I see how you got there. It's not built on any foundation.
Or they could be a 6 seed and be one and done in the first round.
For sure.
Because I think that's more, you know, like,
probably more likely, the more likely route.
And I think the one through line is so much of what the Pacers rode to the Eastern Conference Finals was that absolutely ridiculous offense and how quick the pace they played. And then they finally just played a team that could shoot better and play quicker than them or as quick as them. And then Mathurin got hurt. That was a big deal. And then Haliburton got hurt. But that is the one through line that I would see with the Cavs.
You just wanted to say Pace and Pacers, didn't you?
I like that too.
That
yes.
was fun. That's a hashtag analysis.
Their name is the Indiana Pacers, and they play with a pace. Fast pace. Like, what are we doing?
See what happened there?
Like NBA gods, you're getting a little lazy there. If you're writing the AI right there, but if you're writing the script, I don't think you're writing the AI. I'm 100, but no. I mean, I will say, like, I think. You've been saying, I don't think they're going to be the best offensive team in the NBA.
Well, I mean, right now they're the best offensive team in NBA history. I think we can readjust from that, can we not?
No.
No, okay.
No. This no. is who they are. No, I'm kidding. 216-474-0092. So I think what we're really driving at here is with what Danny Green had to say, if you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, would it matter if you were this year's equivalent to the Indiana Pacers? A team that most people agreed last year would not have been the Eastern Conference Finals without pretty much every great break that you could possibly want. And when we come back, the one thing that I've heard a lot with the Cavs, and I just don't think it's applicable to the NBA and maybe Major League Baseball, I think it's a football thought that doesn't transfer over. That's next. The Cavs on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.